We're talking about weird ways your car has been damaged after a girlfriend of mine posted a nasty-looking photo on Facebook of her car having been smashed by a tree branch in a storm up in Queensland, and the branch speared through the back window of her car right through to the front of the car.
It shouldn't laugh.
Wicked.
But still.
Man.
And it happened to me too, Lou. Someone rear-ended my car on my street, parked outside the street as she was fiddling around with a plant pot in the passenger foot. Well, this was years and years ago. Straight in the back of it. 132710. What weird ways has your car been damaged? 132710. Ebony's giving us a call. Ebony, what happened?
Well, it was just parked outside of work, and we have a huge court here and delivery trucks coming in and out all day. And for some reason, this guy has reversed out of the court and into my car, like right into the side of my car, taking out the whole driver's door, smashed the window and everything.
In a truck, like a really big truck?
Just a delivery truck, so medium size. But
Now
he did not have enough room in that court. I have no idea.
So how did you find out about it? Because it's always that first couple of moments when you realise it's your car. What happened?
So all the boys saw it because the workshop doors were wide open, so they all run into the office. They're like, "Ebs, your car's been taken out. Some guy's just hit it." I'm like, "You're kidding me. You're kidding me." I think they scared the poor bloke because they're all out there having a look. So.
Oh, terrible. And he must have felt terrible as well.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Didn't really get much out of him. The boys were like, "Come on, Ebs, get into it. He's just destroyed your car."
Thanks, Ebony. We've got Rowan has given us a call on 132710. Rowan, what weird way was your car damaged?
Hey, guys, yeah. I heard your flower pot story. I had a weird one just on Tuesday. My car was hit by a trampoline.
a trampoline?
Whoa. What, flying through the air trampoline?
I don't know. I woke up. It seriously happened while I was asleep. So, I can't even say it was someone else's fault. It just happened. So we've got this trampoline, with all the on everything in the front yard, and it sort of gets a bit, it doesn't get used in winter, so I kind of tip it up, let all the water out.
Oh, yeah, 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 sure, sure.
Oh, it's on its side, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And it rolled across the front yard at, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning or something when there was a gust of wind and just ploughed into the side of the car. I can't even claim it was, something legendary. It was just...
Well, that's
just
pretty good, though.
Random.
Now, how was the car?
Oh, it copped a bit of... It copped, a dent in the passenger door, so not all bad, but I just don't know what to say if I claim it on insurance.
Yeah. Flying trampoline. That's what I'd go with.
It's just going to hang up on me.
Thanks, Rowan. Nigel, hello, mate. What happened to your car?
Many, many years ago, it was my first car like yours. It was a brown, overly powerful 1.3-litre Escort.
Yeah.
But it was parked out front of my mate's place. We were in his house for the evening, playing cards, having a few drinks, whatnot. And we were playing 21 at the time, and I had just managed to get 21.
Yes.
At the same time, there was a massive crash out the front.
Oh, yeah.
And they all ran out. I didn't hear it for whatever reason. I think I was excited. I'd just got 21.
Yeah, totally.
And we went outside, and there, of course, says my car had been pushed about 10 metres forward. Someone had come up over the hill and ran straight up the back of it.
It's the worst.
How does that happen?
I don't know. But the fun part is that they refused to pay me.
Oh. What? But it's their fault, clearly.
I know that, yeah, but see, a lot of people just sort of deny responsibility.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had to chase him up in court.
Oh, no.
Over the little Escort.
Yeah.
Well, it was my very first car.
Same with mine.
It's very sentimental.
Falcon and got rear-ended. Yeah. It's terrible. Thank you, Nigel. And rest in peace, Escort.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, long, long time ago.
Lou's given us a call on 132710. Lou, what happened to you?
You know what? I was on my way to work. It was my first car when I was young. And I was sitting at the traffic light.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the bus in front of me has put its reverse lights on.
Oh, no.
And reversed on top of the bonnet of my car.
Oh,
and
no!
I was in too much shock to know what to do. So I just sat there and I sort of, ended up trying to move the car back, and obviously when he's heard the loud noise and the crunch and everything, he's got out. It was right near a service station, so all these people came over. And, yeah, it was pretty fun. Well, it was funny, but not funny. But
oh, horrible, that horrible noise,
oh,
too.
The noise.
Yeah.
But for a new driver, the panic you must have felt as you saw it coming towards you.
Well, I'm sort of at the lights and I'm thinking, why is his brake lights and his reverse lights on for?
Oh, God, that would have been
frightening. I think he was backing up. I don't know whether he was backing up to go into the service station, and because I was right behind him in a small car, he just couldn't see
you.
Rear vision. No, but he totaled the car, so...
Well, funny in hindsight.
A bit late to work that day.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We can laugh now. Thanks, Lou.
Yeah.